Good afternoon. It's 40 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. For the first time, a compound discovered at the Milwaukee Institute for Drug Discovery, or MID, has been approved to enter human clinical trials. The drug is under development by Damona Pharmaceuticals, a biopharmaceutical company developing drugs to reverse cognitive deficits associated with brain disorders. It's the first step of testing the drug in humans that, if successful, paves the way for the drug to become a medicine available for patient treatment. The drug was discovered in part by Jim Cook, who has emeritus status but still performs research as an adjunct professor in UWM's chemistry and biochemistry department. He is also one of the founders of MID, operating under the umbrella of the chemistry and biochemistry department. MID advances research in late-stage development of new drugs. The institute draws its members from various departments across UWM. Cook is retired, but when he worked at MID, he developed compounds that were derivatives of benzodiazepines. That's the same category of drugs that includes anxiety medications like Valium and Xanax, both of which have bad side effects, he said. So Cook and his colleagues tried to design compounds without those side effects by targeting a different receptor in the brain than the receptors that previous drugs bind to. They came up with several iterations and even licensed some to be pharmacological companies, including Bristol Myers Squibb, but for various reasons, the drugs were never brought to full trials. Then one of Cook's compounds caught the eye of a researcher named Atin Sebel, who is the deputy director and senior scientist in the Campbell Family Mental Health Research Institute at the University of Toronto and the chief scientific officer and a co-founder of Damona Pharmaceuticals. Together, they tweaked the design to increase its efficacy until they came up with a candidate that achieved impressive results in preclinical studies. Damona is initially focused on developing the compound to treat cognitive deficits associated with depression and Alzheimer's disease, but Cook is hopeful that it may eventually be a treatment for schizophrenia as well. For now, the FDA has approved Damona's application to study its safety in treating cognitive deficits associated with depression. Going through FDA trials means a lot of risk with many roadblocks, but the reward is high. If the drug were to pass clinical trials and become available for the common market, UW-Milwaukee and the UWM Research Foundation and MID would receive royalties from drug sales, which would be distributed to all inventors, though the lion's share would go to the drug company that will ultimately sell and market the compound. But more than the potential payday, Cook and his colleagues stay motivated through the hard work, the bureaucratic red tape, and the numerous roadblocks to success because they want to help people. Even if their drugs don't make it out of the trial or end up curing patients, researchers can still publish their findings in academic papers. Their work might help another chemist make a groundbreaking discovery that will someday aid patients. Since the economic downturn caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, total full and part-time employment in state and local governments has never fully bounced back. The number of state and local government employees took less of a hit than those in private industry, but the belt tightening by state and local governments has not loosened up enough to return to pre-pandemic employment levels as of 2023. From March 2019 to March 2023, the number of state and local government jobs declined by 101,000, or 0.5%, to 19.6 million, according to U.S. Census Bureau statistics from the annual survey of public employment and payroll. By contrast, private industry experienced a smaller percentage drop in employment and in March 2022 had rebounded beyond pre-pandemic levels with more employees, seasonally adjusted, than in March 2019. Private industry employment in 2022 reached a total of 129.3 million jobs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, up over 1.2% from 127.7 million jobs in 2019, despite the pandemic downturn during that period. In March 2022, while private industry had surpassed its level of employment from March 2019, state and local governments still had not fully regained their March 2019 employment levels. Overall, state and local government employment declined 4.8% from 2020 to 2021, losing just under 948,000 employees. Elementary and secondary education saw the largest job losses by far, 5.7%, or 447,000 employees, close to half of all government jobs lost during this period. This was followed by losses in higher education at 8.5%, or 282,000 jobs, and parks and recreation at 13.9%, or 59,000 jobs. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he and his staff are working directly with students to discuss school safety. Speaking in Wausau Thursday, he says improvements like buzz-in systems and secure entries being made to local schools are helping students feel more secure. Call says lawmakers need to get more information and feedback from students as they plan out budgets and laws pertaining to school safety. With more than $240 billion in U.S. online sales and almost $15 billion in holiday retail expected in Canada, shoppers across North America need to be alert to tactics used by scammers, such as fake advertisements, to offer deep discounts and hard-to-find popular items. Scammers found new targets on social media with popular items such as beauty products and viral Tumblr mugs, which contributed to a 125% rise in reports to the Better Business Bureau last year. In this BBB scam study update, which builds upon the work of a 2021 investigation and 2022 update, BBB examines that rise in reports, reviews the amount of money lost, and shares stories from those caught up in the scams so the public knows what to avoid this holiday season. With the ubiquity of online shopping, nearly everyone is at risk of running into an online shopping scam. Pet scams make up a large portion of the reports. Rare animals like lizards and sugar gliders are used to lure in consumers. Online purchase scams are international in scope, with nearly every country in the world losing large amounts of money because of fake and misleading online purchase offers. Over 80% of reports to BBB indicated that they lost money, making online purchase scams one of the most common scams the public encounters. Some red flags to watch for when making an online purchase are items offered at a deep discount, deals too good to be true, popular items sold by unknown retailer, seller ask for payment through a payment app, unprofessional web pages, and long shipping windows. Tips in spotting a scam include tips to spot the scam, researching a seller before purchasing, comparing the item to a trusted retailer's prices and shipping windows. Don't trust a social media advertisement outright. Be extra alert when buying a viral item and avoid sales offering multiple items for the price of one and use a credit card. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. Two people have been arrested after stealing aluminum cans from the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Club. The Richland County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of stolen aluminum cans Wednesday morning from the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Club's donation drop-off area located at the corner of Willow Creek Road and State Highway 58 in Ithaca Township. The theft occurred in early morning hours, and the reporting party provided both photos of the suspects and the vehicle involved. Thanks to a quick and coordinated investigation with the Muscadet Police Department, the suspects were swiftly located. Henry McMillan, 66 of Muscadet, was arrested and transported to the Richland County Jail on charges of theft and felony bail jumping. Sarah Rice, 31 of Avoca, was also charged with theft. Congratulations to the cast and crew of When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors. The cast performed at the state competition last night in Milwaukee. A number of awards were given to Riverdale actors. Individual acting awards were granted to Abe Schaefer, Alex Schneider, Delaney Imhoff, and Vivian Benedict. Technical awards were given for lighting and sound to Brandon Meese and Destiny Bonds, and the full cast received an ensemble acting award. Katie Benedict and Chris Simonson also earned a directing award, and the full production earned a Critics' Choice, the highest possible award given and the only time Riverdale School has earned this honor. It's almost time for hunters across Wisconsin to head out for the 2024 9-day gun deer season, opening tomorrow and running through Sunday, December 1st. This is the latest 9-day window within which the season may occur, as established by state law. Wisconsin is a nationally recognized state for hunting white-tailed deer, with an abundant herd and a proven reputation for producing some of the largest bucks in the world. As of midnight, November 18th, year-to-date sales for gun, bow, crossbow, sports, and patron licenses reached 560,256. Of that total, 205,075 are for gun privileges only. In Richland County, the deer population is plentiful. John Clare is the chairman of the County Deer Advisory Council.
Last year, after the hunting season was done, Richland County has an estimate of about 55 deer per square mile, which equates to about 32,400 total deer in Richland County. Normally, deer density should be somewhere between 20 and 30. After the hunting season, we had 55. A lot of times here in Richland County, we give out a lot of doe tags, and there's a good reason. Looking at the other numbers from surrounding counties, we have 55 deer per square mile. Sauk County had 43.7, Vernon 53.2, 45.6 in Crawford County, Grant County 29.9. So we are leading the league, as it were, for the number of deer per square mile. There was only two counties higher in the entire state. So in our part of the state, Richland County has the highest deer density.
With this year's season starting further removed from the peak of breeding activity, fewer deer may be on the move relative to recent years with earlier openers. Still, there is reason for optimism, as other factors like colder temperatures and snow cover could still create excellent deer hunting conditions. Furthermore, last year's mild winter means fawn production and antler development will likely be better than in recent years. Deer are still being tested positive for chronic wasting disease, and hopes are the numbers will be reduced during this year's hunt. Doug Duran is a Cazenovia landowner.
Since the change in the seasons in 2011-2012, that's when Wisconsin quit trying to manage deer and CWD, especially in southwest Wisconsin. The tools were taken away from the Department of Natural Resources, and hunters like Earn a Buck extended gun seasons, the things where we really make an impact on the herd. That changed then, and so it's really only been a decade since we've seen the changes that we're seeing now. Prior to that, certainly herd was being controlled and the disease was being controlled. At this time, 39% of the deer that have been tested in the county so far are positive. Last year at this time, it was 30%. And if the trend continues, that's probably where we'll end up again this year, is somewhere in the 35 to 40% of the deer tested being positive.
If you plan to hunt, see what you need for resident and non-resident hunting licenses. Review season dates, hunting hours, how to register deer, CWD information, and where to hunt on the DNR's deer hunting webpage. If you have questions about regulations or specific public lands, call the DNR's customer service staff or email dnrpress@wisconsin.gov. All harvested deer must be registered electronically by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. Hunters will need the unique harvest authorization number associated with each permit. Proper registration provides accurate harvest data for DNR wildlife managers and county deer advisory councils for the management of Wisconsin's deer herd. The three options to register a deer are online with GameReg, by phone at 1-844-426-3734, or electronically at a participating in-person registration station. The opening day of the gun deer season is the unofficial kickoff to the holiday craft fair season. The original fall craft fair will be held tomorrow from 9 to 3 at the Richland Center Intermediate School, hosted by the NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team. It will feature a variety of crafters and vendors. Lunch will also be available for purchase. The Holiday Makers Market will be held at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center Saturday from 9 to 3. The Holiday Market features handmade makers from southern Wisconsin with a wide variety of unique items. The first 50 shoppers will receive a free reusable market bag. Plus, Santa will be there from 10 until noon. Lunch will be available to purchase from the Richland Center Lions Club. And the Richland Center High School Pep Club will also host its annual craft fair at the high school. Santa and the Grinch will be on hand. Today is the deadline if you wish to dine at the Thanksgiving dinner hosted by United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian, Thursday at 11. The church will be hosting its annual meal with turkey and all the fixings. Everyone is welcome to attend. The cost of the meal is a free will donation. Reservations can be made and carryouts can also be ordered by calling Cindy Bremer at 608-604-5005 today. A new U.S. Navy warship with a Wisconsin connection will be commissioned in Milwaukee this weekend. The ceremony for the USS Beloit will be held Saturday at Veterans Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. The ship is named in honor of the contributions of Beloit's Fairbanks Morse plant, which builds engines that power many of the Navy's ships and submarines. Following its commissioning, the USS Beloit will sail to its assigned home port of Jacksonville, Florida. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Jeremiah Ringelstetter.